This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
Not
FM.
That's it.
Now, Macca, we've got a few minutes to muse. I was going to ask you, give us your reflections.
To muse before the news.
Very funny. Give us your reflections on what's occurred in New South Wales in the last 24 hours.
Okay. I don't know whether or not Gladys Berejiklian is guilty of what ICAC are inquiring into. I don't know. I don't know. She knows, and ICAC might know. What I think is ICAC stands for what, Tess?
Independent Commission Against Corruption.
What's the first word again?
Independent.
Independent. Now I can see a trend just starting to develop around ICAC. The current New South Wales Coalition Government has tried on a couple of occasions to reduce funding and to clip the wings of ICAC. ICAC is independent, and for Gladys to suggest yesterday that ICAC chose to do this in the most important week, in the most important time in New South Wales history, you know, and that's their prerogative. So was Gladys actually suggesting that ICAC, the Independent Commission Against Corruption, should sit on the issues that they'd first raised with her in a public hearing 12 months ago, and they've now decided, well, actually, we need to have another hearing about this, and they don't do this lightly, that they should actually sit on that until, what, 80% double dose, you know? Like, so,
or maybe get some political advice, Macca.
Well, the reality is, what was being suggested and what's already happening is that people are attacking ICAC. People are also praising Gladys. That's fine. They're absolutely entitled to. But if you don't want corruption and you don't want people being subject to influences that you don't agree with or making decisions you don't accept, then you have to have an independent body that looks at that. Now, if you don't want that, that's fine. I'll just buy, you know, some shares in the brown paper bag company, because that's all we're going to see. So I make no judgment, none, about what Gladys has been accused of. But people who, you know, when she said, oh, you know, they've chosen to do this in this week at, you know, at the worst possible time, why didn't you say, why didn't they wait till we got to 90% double dose? Why didn't they wait till now? No, justice delayed is justice denied. She said she applied the same standard to herself as to members of her government. Okay, well, don't whinge. And don't people start an attack on ICAC. If you don't like it, right, stand for election at the next state election on an anti-ICAC thing. Get enough votes so that you get a member so you can actually be a swing vote in the parliament and decide it. But if you want an independent organisation that looks at corruption, not just in parliament, not just in the public sector, but in the private sector as well, then support it, right? Yes, Gladys, there's no good time for ICAC to ask, what were you thinking? But, you know, don't criticise them. Spend your time working out what your defence is.
Sounds like an opinion piece, Macca.
Well, you asked me. Well, what do you think? I mean, I'm not going to make a judgment. I don't know enough about what's going on. But I did watch the ICAC hearings, the public ones. I did listen to all the phone calls between her and, you know, the man from Wagga Wagga, right? I still don't understand why a $30 million conservatorium of music is in Wagga. But I actually, seriously, I don't make judgments about that. I have opinions. What I have a judgment and an opinion about is, do we need an organisation like ICAC? In Victoria, you have IBAC, which is ICAC.
And do we need one in Canberra, Macca?
Without teeth. We need a federal one, right? And why? Because, you know, the pork barrelling and the rorting of our money for political benefit has got out of control. And it has to stop. And the only way you do that is to hold these people to account. Unfortunately, Gladys thought it was the wrong week to do it.
We have a couple of messages from our listeners, Macca.
Do we?
317 says Gladys got emotional in that hearing as well.
Well, look, you know, people like Shari Markson called it a lynch mob and a law unto themselves. You know, News Corps, actually it's spelt News Corps, C-O-R-P-S-E, please. And Shari Markson, yeah.
Who is Shari Markson?
Shari, you're a serious journalist, just like I'm a straight man.
Right. Says it all.
Right. You know, do you believe, do you think corruption's okay, Tess?
Oh, I think you know my view about that, Macca. I am totally opposed to any form of corruption whatsoever.
And I don't care which side of the aisle it's on. I don't care which company it's in. I don't care what council it's in. I don't care why you did it, right? When you are entrusted with public money or shareholders' money, you don't do it. And when you get called out for it, you should be called out for it once the evidence is in and they're ready to hold you to account for it. Unfortunately, I wish ICAC had waited till 90% double days. I'm sure GLAD had what too. But guess what, GLAD? It's not how it works.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.